Mathematics. It's not just that we have to create a new language to express the new breakthroughs in physics. Physics itself is a language, and mathematics is the underlying technical language of physics. A similar question that arises in the field of physics also emerges in mathematics. Is the abstract realm of mathematics not separable from, but rather, an expression of our own minds? Is mathematics merely a capacity of human thought? This raises the important issue of the nature of human thought itself. Does human thought partake in the higher dimensional realm beyond space-time, where the origin of both thought and the physical world resides? Are the mathematical laws we deduce merely statements about the structure of human thinking, or even more fundamentally, about the structure of human consciousness itself? In his book, Across the Frontiers, Heisenberg quotes mathematician and philosopher Bertrand Russell, who said, "Mathematics may be defined as the subject in which we never know what we are talking about, nor whether what we are saying is true." After Russell's quote, Heisenberg adds a commentary. To explain the second part of this statement, we know only that our propositions are formally correct, not whether there are objects in reality to which they could be related. In other words, does abstract mathematics have any correlation with the real world, whatever that is? Mathematics is the underlying symbolic procedure that is the basis of quantum physics. Just as in quantum physics, Platonic idealism is considered to be the predominant worldview that informs the philosophy of mathematics. This is to say that according to the prevailing worldview, the realm of mathematics is conceived of as existing in an ideal, timeless Platonic realm, which, rather than being invented by mathematicians, can be discovered within the human mind. From this point of view, the human mind is the screen or wall upon which the higher dimensional mathematical order projects itself as a shadow. The abstractions of mathematics are like the shadows on the wall of the cave, but taking place within the subjective domain of the mind. This higher dimension does not exist objectively in the usual outer sense, since it can only be found within us and subjectively accessed within our own minds. Quantum physics, in turn, is revealing that physical matter is also like shadows on the walls of the cave, but these shadows are appearing outside of ourselves in the objective world. In other words, mathematics, the shadows on the wall inside the physicist's mind, is revealing that matter is the shadows on the wall of space-time. It is noteworthy that these shadows on the wall of the cave are simultaneously manifesting both subjectively and objectively, within and without, as if these are two different vantage points of the same deeper reality that is casting the shadows. Though easy to take for granted, it is quite mysterious that mathematics, which comes from the human mind, is such a precisely accurate language for describing the behavior of the physical world. In his famous article on the unreasonable effectiveness of mathematics in the natural sciences, physicist Eugene Wigner addresses this issue in detail. He concluded his article by writing, "The miracle of the appropriateness of the language of mathematics to the formulation of the laws of physics is a wonderful gift which we neither understand nor deserve." Once we recognize that physical matter and the mathematics that provide such an effective language for describing its dynamics are both projections from the same higher dimensional source, we can see that the reason the effectiveness of mathematics in the physical sciences seems to be unreasonable is that this deep connection between mathematics and matter had not yet been recognized. This clear understanding also enables us to realize that we do in fact deserve this wonderful gift, because this correlation is an innate expression of our true multidimensional nature. Both physical matter and the mathematics which describe it are shadow-like reflections appearing within the mind, which itself is a shadow reflection of a higher dimensional metamind. And yet, there is another school of thought that is of the opinion that mathematics, instead of being discovered, is a creation of the human mind. As an example of this other viewpoint, Harvard physicist Percy Bridgman, a 20th century Nobel laureate, comments, "It is the merest truism, evident at once to unsophisticated observation, that mathematics is a human invention." The question naturally arises, what is the reality which quantum theory and its corresponding mathematics are describing? Are we discovering this reality, or creating it? To invent is not merely to create something, but to discover it as well. Etymologically, the word invent comes from the Latin invenire, to come upon, which points to the connection between creation and revelation. The process of invention, just like the Latin root of the word implies, may in fact be a disguised form of discovery, or coming upon something that already exists. Could what we call invention be a kind of direct mental perception of a pre-existing order that is already present in the higher dimensional spheres of mind, namely, in the ideal realm that Plato described? Could things that are discovered by the human mind also subsequently be creatively modified in a way that could be called inventive? Could the two seemingly different processes of invention and discovery merely be two different perspectives on one indivisible process that is taking place within the human mind? Could the blurred distinction between invention and discovery be mirrored by a dynamic within our very mind, such as the process of thinking? In our subjective experience of thinking, it can be challenging to differentiate between when we are actively thinking compared to when we are not identified with our thoughts and we experience that our thinking process is just naturally occurring on its own accord. Are we creating our thoughts, or simply noticing that they've arrived in our mind? This naturally brings up the question of who we are in this whole process. Getting back to the math of things, is mathematics invented or discovered? In inquiring into the mathematics of things, this feels like the right question to ask. The majority of the adherents to these different schools of the philosophy of mathematics are firmly entrenched in the perspective that their viewpoint is exclusively true, while the other point of view is false. These two perspectives seem mutually exclusive and in opposition to each other. From the point of view emerging from the new physics, however, could both of these perspectives have some measure of truth to them? Could these seemingly contradictory perspectives be an example of a heretofore unrecognized instance of complementarity? When these two perspectives are seen together as composing a complementary relationship, it can potentially give us a more accurate picture of a deeper, mysterious underlying reality, a reality unlike anything we have previously imagined.